The chair of the Normal Planning Commission is first out of the gate to announce for Normal Town Council in next year's municipal elections. A.J. Zimmerman is an attorney. He's also been involved in the business community and the Miller Park Zoological Society Board. Candidates have begun picking up petition packets from election authorities and city clerks. Zimmerman says he wants to run because he's put a lot of time into the community and has become knowledgeable about commissions and town staff.
And I am knowledgeable with regard to the commissions and the process and working with staff, and I think that I can be effective in helping Normal become even better.
What's the biggest problem you see facing the town?
Well, the biggest problem right now is clearly the pandemic issue, and I think that that sort of came out of left field earlier in the year, and communities all over have been struggling to deal with. And I think that that's something that the town is focused on. And I think that I'm a firm believer in following the science and whatever that means, I'm in favor of it.
Should there be a local mask ordinance on top of what the state is already doing?
If given the what's happened within the last week, it probably leans more towards yes. But I would go back to the science, and if science and social distancing are as effective as they've been in other areas, and if a mask order would help that in any way, I would be for that.
For someone who does not know you and has never heard of you, how would you describe your philosophy of government? Left, right, center, and when is government the answer and when is it not the answer?
I would describe myself as being fiscally conservative, and I don't know that that's left or right. I think that in this time, communities are often strapped for cash, and it's using that as efficiently as possible. So that's how I describe, I guess, myself. From a social perspective, I would say that I'm more center than what is pervasive in politics today.
How would you evaluate the level of communication going on the town council right now and the relationships among the council members?
I'm not in it every day, so my opinion will be as an observer standing back a distance, if that's
so
fair,
in your news release announcing your candidacy, you remarked on problems in communication and lacking people not listening to each other in general in government and the increasing polarization. Does that apply to the town of Normal Council, or just what were you referring to?
Well, I think it applies nationally. I mean, you can see it on a state level. I think it does permeate down and From my vantage point, I would say that it's probably more pervasive than it has been in the past. Or it's more of an issue than it has been in the past, yes.
What's the cure?
I think the cure for all of it is really sitting down and having substantial conversations about philosophies and doing more than just scratching the surface. From what I see, we live in a soundbite culture, and a lot of times those soundbites appear to be in opposite of each other. But when you dig down a little further, you will find that there is common ground, and I think that those conversations are lacking.
How do you stimulate a conversation where in an environment where people are politically far apart in philosophy?
Well, what I do, I think you ask questions, as opposed to as opposed to statements. And instead of stating your position, I think you can ask questions and ask someone to explain their position to you. A lot of times, I mean, the conversations that I've had, several people have not been able to explain why they feel a certain way, only that they do because they've heard it somewhere recently. And so, again, it gets down to sitting down with someone, listening to them, and really understanding what it is they're talking about and then the perspective that they bring. I think that a lot of times those people that you're talking with may not have had that deep level of thought, and it becomes apparent pretty quickly.
Is there one particular project, one particular town amenity, one particular program that you think the town needs that it doesn't have?
I don't know that there's any amenity that the town necessarily needs. I think that, for example, I think the parks and rec offerings, the trail. I mean, there are very substantial amenities in this town, so I don't know that I can name one thing that the town specifically needs at all.
Normal Council candidate A.J. Zimmerman says the conversations that he's talking about need to be in person and not on social media platforms where there are echo chambers and less polite ways of speaking. Three council seats are up for election next year. They are currently held by Scott Preston, Kevin McCarthy, and Kimberly Cummings. The petition filing period for the municipal elections is November 16th through the 23rd. The longtime mayor of Normal says he wants one more term in office. Chris Coos says he will run for mayor again in next year's municipal contests after taking office 17 years ago.
I still have a lot of passion for the community, and I like the direction it's going. And I think with my experience and that passion, we can keep Normal moving in the right direction.
What are the largest needs of the town?
I'd say the biggest needs are dealing with the current coronavirus, how that affects the community's health, as well as the community's economy. And I think the future of the economy and probably the next year are going to be strong issues to deal with.
You are likely to face Mark Tiratilli again. You came away with only a narrow victory last time. So what will you do differently this time?
Well, I think I'll be working harder to get my message out to the public. It was probably my failure in the last campaign that I didn't do that. I've got a lot to talk about in the community in terms of moving the community forward. On a positive note, there was a lot of negativity in the last campaign. I'll be better prepared to deal with the negative side.
What have you done well?
You know, my mantra has always been, you don't live in great communities, you help to make great communities, and that's where the hard work is. When you see communities that are vibrant and you say, this is a pretty cool place, it's because there were people in that community that did a lot of hard and heavy lifting, and the Normal Council and I are the people that have done that over the years.
Mayor Chris Coos was appointed to fill a vacancy as mayor in 2003 when Kent Carricker stepped down. He has won four elections since.